This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, free yourself from those chains in our Islamic lifestyle. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So yes, we have a long title on the program today on A to Z, and that is free yourselves from the chains that are shackling you down as a part of our Islamic lifestyle and living our Islamic lifestyle. So what in the world are we talking about? Well, let's kind of break it up into separate pieces so that it's easier to understand for you and for me. So we're talking about living a Islamic lifestyle, first and foremost. So as a part of living a Islamic lifestyle, you know, we should not live a un-Islamic lifestyle. Make sense? Or are we more confused now than we were before? Well, perhaps we're a little bit more confused. Now, when we're talking about not living, that means we do not want to live a life which is un-Islamic, right? And so that is one side of the coin. That means that we start to get rid of things which are un-Islamic. And on the other hand, we are trying to achieve that ultimate Islamic lifestyle. So that means that we need to inculcate and work on implementing things into our life which are Islamic. So these are the first two coins as a part of our Islamic lifestyle. Now, the other thing which is a part of this incredibly long title that we're talking about is to free ourselves from the chains that are shackling down, and that is something that we're going to talk about in the next segment. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So we are talking about how this Islamic lifestyle has two sides to it. The one side is to implement and inculcate Islamic things into our lifestyle. And the other side of that coin was to get rid of un-Islamic things that are unfortunately have become a part of our lifestyle. But now the last thing that we want to talk about, which is part of our title, is to, you know, free ourselves from these shackles that are chaining us down. You know, sometimes we have the wrong perspective on what is a burden, right? A burden is something that it weighs you down. It's a shackle. It keeps you chained. We have the wrong aspect on what is thing is a burden and what thing is not a burden. And it comes back to what we consider to be Islamic and what we consider to be not Islamic. And, you know, and within Islamic, what do we consider to be important and valuable and what we don't. So, for example, you know, we think that prayers, salah, the five daily prayers, is a burden, when in reality that is something that frees us from the shackles. So what are shackles? Greed, jealousy, lust, carnal desires, I don't know, you know, and a lot of them kind of revolve around all of these things, right? Pride and arrogance, and these are the things which chain us down, and these are the things that we need to free ourselves from. And I guarantee you that when you overcome something like greed, or you overcome something like arrogance, or you overcome other kind of, you know, Islamically delineated moral and ethical vices, when you overcome them, you will feel a sense of true divine power as well as freedom from these things that shackle us down. And so an integral part of our Islamic lifestyle is to free ourselves from these shackles that are chaining us down.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.